Hello, hello, hello. What is going on, everybody out there in the podcasting world? Welcome to the Freedom Matters podcast channel. And this is season four. We are in the building. Mindset matters, discussing matters of the mind in all areas of your life and even in your business. I am your host, Coach Ari, the mindset expert, clarity strategist, and in honor of it being a launch day, I'm so excited. I was like, I got to give them a part two, because if we're going to kick this thing off, we got to kick it off strong. So I was like, yeah, definitely a part two. But welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, make yourself comfortable. This podcast is full of motivation, information, mindset work, and things that really you can use practically and practical in your life. And if you are a longtime supporter, have been following me, waiting for this podcast to relaunch, well, thank you guys for giving me the push in the back. make sure you subscribe, guys. I love, love, love leaving comments, leaving me some reviews, asking questions on these episodes. You are allowed or able to, should I say, leave questions. So if you have a question off of an episode you listen to, like you want deeper understanding or revelation, drop that in those comments. Definitely leave, like I said, those reviews and subscribe, and then share with a friend. You know, the way to really build something is through community. And so I hope that I've built enough relationships and community and all that I've done where we can just expand this and keep this thing rolling and have a whole slew of freedom riders, people who are just on a journey to truly see freedom in their lives, right? So let's get into it. First episode was really just letting y'all know like what's been going down, where I've been, and then, you know, really what it takes to get to where you want to be in life. And this is where you want to be, part two. What it takes to get to where you want to be, part two. And a couple of things I want to hit on, or it's like three things I'm going to hit on, right? It's just in continuation, diving deeper into what it takes to really live the life you desire. I think a lot of the times, especially it being the beginning of the year, we set all these goals and we do vision boards. We do all these things about what we want, but it's another thing to really sit down and look at what it takes. What is it really going to take? You know, for me, I'm not against vision boards, but when I had this real revelation some years ago between me and God, and he was like, yo, I want you to do freedom boards, right? And so I do these things called freedom boards, which is really focused on who you need to become to obtain the things on the vision board, right? Because we make a whole lot of goals and visions and this, that, and the other, but if you're not doing what it takes, if you're not becoming and deciding to literally shed the old version of you, kill the old version of you, and become the version of you that lives in the vision, like it doesn't matter. So, you know, so many years I watch people year after year after year create these vision boards. And when God really gave me the revelation of like freedom boards and what it was supposed to entail and how to use it, I was like, that's it, right? Like so powerful. So I came up with the freedom boards. It's all about becoming and doing what it takes to actually get the vision. So, you know, the first one I explained, like I fired my 9-to-5, you know, full-time business owner, creating, and I've been grinding and building for the last year plus since I fired my 9-to-5. And I want to talk about the three P's, the process, the preparation, and the pivot. We're talking about doing what it takes to really obtain the vision for your 2023. You have to really sit back and number one, think about the process. Okay. The process, the journey, that's where the focus comes in. To be honest with you, if you focus on the journey, you'll stumble upon the vision. You'll stumble upon all the things that you truly desire. You have to focus on the journey, because the journey is really what gives you and molds you and teaches you what you need to obtain the vision. Sometimes we let the world make us think that, oh, just focus on the shiny object, but not realize like you'll never get the shiny object focusing on the shiny object. The only way you're going to get that vision for your life is by truly becoming. So the process, what does your process look like to obtaining and living in the vision, right? When I talk about the process, when I talk about traveling the journey, you got to think about things like, what are the things I need to let go of, right? Like what habits, what traits, what ideologies, right? What thought patterns do I need to release that are not serving my journey right now, right? I have a saying, you cannot build a business over trauma. You cannot build your life over trauma. And so when I'm talking about the journey and the process, understanding that that involves you shedding dead weight and skin. Think about it like being a caterpillar and how the caterpillar has to go into the cocooning phase and literally become something else. Like you have to decide to shed skin. That's what the process does. The process is there to show you everything that you need to work on. It exposes you. I think that's why people like turn a blind eye to the journey and they like to focus on the shiny object, because I don't like what the journey is showing me about myself, right? One thing about me as a coach and as a person, yo, always point the finger back at yourself. Always. Why? Because you are the only thing that you can actually change. And changing you infects and affects everything else. So we have to kind of have a mental shift, right? Of stop trying to change the external without changing the internal. Stop trying to obtain the visions and the goals without changing who you are, without dealing with your process and your journey, and stop running. Can I tell you something? Stop running from the process, right? The journey is something you have to travel, period. Stop running from the process and what happens inside the journey. We run from growth. We run from, okay, I have to discipline myself. You know, I talked about self-discipline in part one, like we run from the things that make us uncomfortable, but it's the very things that make you uncomfortable that cause you to change, right? Like, you know, people talk about all these New Year's resolutions and things like that. Like the things that make you uncomfortable are what forces you to change. And the change is necessary in order to obtain the vision. The change is necessary in order to obtain the goals, to live the life you want to live. So how I got to where I'm at is I embraced the journey. You know, even in the beginning of this year, the Lord told me, he said, hey, I don't want you to focus on the destination at all. Just focus on the journey. The destination doesn't matter because it's already there. You can't create the destination. The destination already exists. But if you don't focus on the journey, you can detour yourself from actually getting to your destination. Ooh, God, drop the mic. If you do not focus on the journey, you deter yourself from getting to the destination. So then what we have is a society of people who are frustrated, who are aggravated, who are annoyed. They're not seeing their dreams come true. They're not seeing the vision God has for their life and da 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 da. Well, you're not focused on the journey. You're running from the process. And as long as you run from the process, you don't get to the destination. So how I got to where I'm at, I started embracing the journey, focusing on the journey. What do I need to learn? When I was working my 9-to-5 and working to, you know, transition out my 9-to-5, I had to put myself on a strict schedule. I had to become a different woman. And you know what? All that I did, the process, going through the process, helped me to really be able to live in what I prayed for. Like I'm genuinely living in a life that I prayed for, and a lot of what I went through in the journey, a lot of the process prepared me for now. And I'm still learning, right? And I'm still growing and I'm still going through a process, but every season prepares you for the next. Write that down. Every season prepares you for the next. So stop running from your journey, embrace your journey, right? Okay. So that was the first one, the process. Let's talk about the next one, the preparation. How do you prepare for what you prayed for? Hello. How do you prepare for what you pray for? Can I tell you something? The most important thing that you can do in the journey is prepare for what you pray for. So that looks like taking your vision board and asking yourself, how do I prepare for when I make the 6 and 7 figures? Asking yourself, how do I prepare for when I do get the marriage? Or when I do have the kid, or when I do have the 7 franchisees or whatever, how do I prepare now? A lot of the reason why we delay ourselves because we're unprepared. And I truly believe that God is like, listen, I'd rather make you sit here and learn it and get it than to give it to you and it drowns you and kills you out. So we sometimes sit and act like we're waiting on God, and God is like, you're not prepared. Are you prepared? When I was preparing to live the life that I live now, there's certain things I had to do. I had to become more organized. I had to become more systematic. I had to become more clearer in my messaging. I had to become more confident. I had to build a deeper relationship with God. Like, I had to prepare myself, because as you elevate, it doesn't just get easier. Like, on every level, there's a new issue. There's a new something that you have to learn. There's something there to get more out of you, because we are limitless creatures, y'all, right? Like, we have so much untapped potential. Like, what you see right now in yourself is just scraping the tip of the iceberg. There's so much untapped potential in you, but you got to prepare, because the goal is to be able to sustain what you get. The goal is to be able to leave a legacy on a strong foundation. So how are you preparing for what you pray for? How are you preparing for your future? How are you preparing for what it is you truly desire in your life? So what have you done in the first, 45 days, or I don't know how many days. Let's see, we just did 31. So, it's only like 34 days into the year. How are you preparing for all that whole vision board that you've done? How are you preparing for that? That's the question. And are you really truly prepared? And have you stopped and thought about, maybe that's why I'm not where I need to be? Let me tell you, one of the most humbling pills that I had to swallow was, Ariana, the reason why you're not there yet is because you're not ready. So stop asking for da-da-da-da-da-da and get ready for it. And I had to have the real conversation with myself. Like, could you handle if this and that happened, X, Y, and Z happened? So, because sometimes we're praying for things and then you have to go back and ask yourself, can you really handle what you're praying for? Can you truly say you can handle if you got 8 figures right now? Or would you blow half of it and look up and still be behind on your bills and still need to get necessities, right? Like, that's the type of questions that you really have to stop and ask yourself, am I prepared? And if the answer is no, that's fine. Just get prepared. And that's part of the process, right? Because if my answer is no, that I'm not prepared to own this, you know, 7-bedroom home, blah, 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 then the journey is the time God gives you to get prepared. And to show yourself worthy of having it, right? Because why give somebody anything if they're going to mismanage it, if they're not going to take care of it? Like, what's the point? So what you start to realize is this, is that the journey is actually beneficial to you because you get to prepare for what you pray for. Fire right now, fire. You actually get to prepare for what you've prayed for. So now we don't have to start. We can stop looking at it seems like it's taking a lot of time. We can stop looking at it as a bad thing. And we can start looking at it as, oh, this is my time to prepare. And thank God I have time to prepare. It's like when we were in school and they would tell you had a test coming up versus a pop quiz. You felt blindsided by the pop quiz because you're like, dang, I didn't get no time to prepare. I didn't even know. I didn't even look at my notes last night. Like, oh my God. But when they tell you it's a test, you feel better prepared because you had time to get the stuff together. That's what the process and the journey allows you to do. It allows you to prepare. So don't skip over the preparation. And I have these 2 boot camps that I do. My Mindset Mastery boot camp, I'm going to start there, which is about mastering mindset. And it teaches you how to prepare for what you really are doing and desire in your life by helping you clarify what's currently stopping you. What are the mindset blocks that are currently stopping you from getting to what you're praying for? And how do we prepare you for it now? And how do we deal with the mindset blocks that you have? So boom, I help you gain clarity and show you what your specific mindset blocks are, how to deal with those, how to eradicate them, eliminate them, and then how to build a new system for your mind, a new programming system for your mind so that you can begin to prepare for what you want. it's hard to prepare for what you pray for if your mind's not right. If your mind's not right, if your thoughts ain't clear, if you're still battling with confusion, you know, one thing I'm learning more and more is that God is not a God of confusion. So if I'm confused, there's a problem. Because God always knows, like, the strategy. And I remember I was, like, praying or whatever, and God really checked me. I was, like, praying about, like, I need a strategy. And I was like, I'm not giving you no more strategy. When have you ever seen me call anybody to something that I did not give them any instruction? So in the midst of preparation, like, if you're not clear, if you're confused, that's a problem. You have to get clarity. Clarity is key to success. Write it down. Clarity is my key to success. The more clear I am, the more wise, the more knowledge, the more focused, the more disciplined. With the more clarity I have, I know what to do. I know where I'm going. So that's why I love doing mindset coaching. That's why I love being a clarity coach. That's why I love teaching people how to reprogram their mindset and giving them clarity on, like, what's really stopping you, because it's necessary. And that is part of the preparation to go on the journey. That's part of the preparation process. So that was number two. That was number two. I hope you guys are really enjoying this. Again, make sure you share with a friend. And if anybody is interested in getting in my Mindset Mastery Bootcamp, all you have to do is go to my website, click shop, and use the code MINDSET50. I will give you 50% off to all my wonderful listeners. You will get 50% off. When I tell you, this is not a bootcamp that you want to miss. I have so many phenomenal women who have just super, super touching and amazing transformations that they had. Like, my last sessions that ended in tears. They were, like, crying tears because it was over and it was so transformative. So truly, if you know you're battling with things like insecurity, doubt, fear, imposter syndrome, like roadblocks, like you know you should be doing things, but you're not doing it. Any of those things, there's a slew of mindset blocks that we deal with and that we battle. I can help you clarify which one are yours, help you break that mindset cycle, and then teach you how to reprogram your mindset so that you truly exercise actionable mindfulness that allows you to manifest your dreams and your goals, all right? So definitely visit my website, www.freedomriders.com. Go to shop and use the code MINDSET50 to get 50% off of that Mindset Mastery Bootcamp. And it's kicking off next month, so don't miss it. The next one, let's go to the next one. So we've done the process, the preparation. Now we're going to go to the pivot. What changed? What's the shift? So again, going back to my origin story of, like, what has happened in the last, like, two or so years of firing my employer and going on a full-time entrepreneurial journey. The pivot is powerful. There comes a time in your life where you have to make a pivot and you don't always feel sure. You don't always feel like, okay, this is the move for me, but you know that you have to do it. And in the pivot, you have to trust God. I trusted that, okay, this is the direction that God has for my life. I trusted that what I heard God tell me was the truth. And I just had to jump off the cliff. It wasn't that I had everything figured out, right? That's not what the journey is about. The journey is not about having all the answers. It is about having direction and clarity. But you don't always have every single answer. There are things that I have encountered in pivoting that I didn't know I was going to encounter, right? But when you have that trust and that root in God, you're fine with it. It's the ability to walk into the unknown. And see, the pivot is scary for a lot of people because it could be the unknown. You know you have to make a pivot. You know you have to make a change, but you don't really have every step of the plan. You don't know. You have the trust, the faith, and you're like, I'm going to take the jump. I believe I can. And let me tell you, the belief is enough for me. Or the belief for me was enough to walk into the unknown, right? Like, the belief that I knew I was going to be successful, I knew that God told me to do this. I knew that this is my purpose and my destiny. So I made the pivot into the unknown. That's necessary to really live in the vision and the things that you want for your life. To build a business, you have to be able to pivot. And when you hear God say, like, go this way, when you know that, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be, you have to be able to lean into the pivot. So that's one thing that I will say, lean into it, lean into the unknown, lean into the uncomfortableness, lean into the change. We are so afraid of change, and everything that you desire is on the other side of change. It's on the other side of the pivot, the shift, right? But you have to lean into it. If you're so afraid of not having every answer being, you know, some people are like, I need a plan A to Z. I don't need A to Z. If I believe what God has told me and I believe that this is for me, I don't need A to Z. It's just plan A. And I'm going to lean into plan A. And that's the shift for me. It's like, okay, this is what we're doing. So to make that shift from my 9-to-5 to a full-time entrepreneur, I didn't know all the things I was going to experience in that year plus. I had no idea, but I leaned into the pivot. I leaned into, okay, this is the direction we're going. And I'm going to tell you, in all of this, talking about what it takes, understand that, especially when you're being led by God, you have to be able to be obedient and fluid at the same time. Okay. Like, that's true success in God and building your business and your life in God is being able to be obedient and fluid, which means this might be the direction today, but tomorrow you might tell me to pivot and do something different. And honestly, like, that happened to me. Like, God told me, okay, it's time to leave your job. Like, let's go. I want you to go out here and do this. And then I did it. And then there was a pivot that came, but it was okay. I had to release what I thought it should be. And I think that's the thing we have to understand too about, you know, writing our visions and goals and things like that. I think the vision that God showed me for my life is the vision. I think the goal may change. I think the route may change. It's like putting in a destination to a GPS. The destination is a destination, but the route that the GPS takes you may change. And that's the pivot to me. The pivot is, hey, here's the destination. The vision is the destination. Here's what I know God has for my life. Here's what I know, you know, is gonna be for my business. This is the vision. But the direction and how I get there, those are where the pivots come. So like when you're driving somewhere and it says, oh, it's a detour because it's construction, that's a pivot, right? So in your life, in your business and what you're doing, what you're going after, yes, stay focused on the vision. Know that that's the vision that God gave you for your life, for your business, for your family, for whatever. But also know that you can be redirected. There can be a shift, and you have to stay fluid. You have to stay able to shift. You have to stay available and willing, or else you really, really, really mess yourself up. And that's where people get, when they get frustrated, they get stagnant, right? They get angry with God or angry, you know, that, oh my God. And this is a huge one, especially for like business owners. When I coach business owners, is, oh, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe I should just do this. Why? Because a pivot came, because you had to shift your idea of what you thought was going to work. And it's not, that's not it. It doesn't change the vision, right? And yeah, don't get me wrong. There are some times where you need to completely pivot from what you were doing to something else. I had that happen, but you got to know the difference. You have to know the difference between, do I drop everything and do something different? Or is it just a pivot? It's just like a construction redirection type of site, right? You have to know that, but it's important to lean into the pivot. I started out as a fitness coach. I started out as helping other people build their businesses and doing all of that. And then the pivot came into my purpose. And now I'm here. And even walking in my purpose, there's small pivots that I have to make of obedience that I believe God redirects me. And you never know. Like, let me say something. The pivot, the redirection is protection. That sometimes is protection. So don't run from it. You got to stay protected. That's the pivot, is sometimes protection, right? If you're driving somewhere and it detours you, that's protection for you, right? So what it takes to be successful is the three P's: the process, the preparation, the pivot. And if you are able to stay clear in all three of these, if you're able to stay committed to all three of these and walk it out, you'll find yourself in success. And like I said, I can honestly say I'm living in what I prayed for. And it's so surreal. It's so wild. It's so like, what? Like, there's so many days I wake up and I'm like, God, you are wild. Like, wow, you did that. Like, really? And it's because, here's why, I went through the process, you know, traveled my journey, had to do a lot of preparation, and I was okay with the pivot. And that allowed me to live in my prayers. Okay. So I hope you guys took some notes and got some really good stuff from this episode, this bonus episode of part two. Again, I'm so excited to be back on these podcasting streets. Do me a favor and make sure you share this with somebody. Grab my flyer and tag me if you listen to it, or like screenshot this, put it on your stories or on Facebook and like tag me. I just got finished listening to this podcast, and let me know your thoughts. If you loved it, if you hated it, if you felt like it was very informative and it was really helpful, whatever. But yeah, let me know how you guys loved it. And like I said, you can do that multiple ways, tagging me on social media. Freedom Writers is on everything, so you can tag me, always Freedom Writers. Definitely, you know, go ahead and leave a review on this podcast wherever you're listening. Drop your comments and your questions. And listen, every Friday a fresh, new, powerful, impactful, and motivating episode will drop. So set your clocks, go ahead and favorite this podcast on all your platforms that you're listening to. Go ahead and just favorite that thing, so that way you see every time a new episode drops. That's how you're going to know that the episode has dropped, when you put it on your favorite podcast. I appreciate you guys so much for listening. Your support is amazing. And again, thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. I do not take that lightly, because I don't believe everybody should speak into your life, because what people speak are seeds. And so I have a lot of boundaries around who I let speak into my life. So thank you for allowing me to pour into you today. I pray that you have an amazing, phenomenal rest of your Friday and a great weekend. And listen, yo, get what you desire, do what it takes, and watch your life that you desire manifest. Join me for my next Mindset Mastery Bootcamp, kicking off next month at the beginning of the month. Make sure you grab your ticket. Visit www.freedomriders.com. Click shop. Type in the code MINDSET50 to get 50% off of your seat. Only 10 spots available, and I already have almost half of them sold out. So do not miss it. I would love to have you. All right. Until next time, guys. I will see you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.